You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Premier has dashed hopes of venues opening up ahead of the AFL Grand Final, with restaurants and cafes continuing takeaway only as part of coronavirus measures. But there is concern those struggling hospitality and retail stores won't be able to hold on until the next phase of restrictions, scheduled to ease from early November. The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Paul Guerra is urging everyone to follow the health measures in the hopes that the next stage could be brought forward.
It's another 2 weeks before any substantial change for either hospitality or retail operators, and we think that's going to be too long. You know, we think they've been forgotten through this process, and we're calling on every Victorian now. The Premier gave us a glimmer of hope that he wants to stand up next Sunday, the numbers stay low, and announce that we can get going earlier. So every Victorian, do the right thing this week.
Mr. Guerra says the loss of business in the weeks leading up to Christmas will mean some job cuts. But the survival of other industries like tourism and events is also in doubt. The pandemic has shut down big events that attract thousands of tourists, and there are fears it'll be hard to bounce back from the many cancellations. The Victoria Tourism and Industry Council's Felicia Mariani says the planned relaxation of rules announced on Sunday didn't outline enough detail for her sector.
62% of events that were scheduled for the first quarter of 2021 have actually either postponed or made the choice to move to some other destination where they've got more surety. And I think it's something like 57% if you factor out to halfway through the year, so to, you know, mid-2021. So this is incredibly devastating for the sector.
She says while the tourism industry accepts a gradual reopening is necessary for safety reasons, the unknown timeline is causing stress and uncertainty.
You know, our industry is suffering and struggling, as are many business industries. We're not the only industry that's struggling, but we do need to get some sense of understanding as to how and when we can reanimate.
Daniel Andrews has signalled the changes planned from November the 2nd could happen sooner if COVID-19 case numbers stay within single digits this week. Epidemiology Professor Tony Blakely from the University of Melbourne has told SBS he's confident in the state's contact tracing systems, but he says the number of mystery cases that are still present is a concern.
There's at least 10 of them out there. They are mostly a bit more than a week ago now. But that means that there is still virus out there. So if we just open up quickly now, which is not what we're doing, there is a chance it'll blow back at us, which we don't want to have that progress set back that much.
The Victorian Opposition Leader, Michael O'Brien, says the target of less than 5 cases a day is an unnecessary benchmark.
Other states have proven that you can stay open with COVID and do it safely. South Australia had more cases on Saturday than Victoria did. Yet 24,000 people went to the footy on Friday night. New South Wales had more cases on Saturday than Victoria did. Yet their pubs and their bars and their shops remained open. Daniel Andrews is pursuing an elimination strategy when we need to have a suppression strategy that lets us live safely with COVID.
The Premier has conceded that while the state is aiming for single-digit cases, when the figures are low, containment of coronavirus becomes an important factor. While the updated rules are not what every business wants, there are some gains for Victoria's young people. This week, they can head back to skate parks and tennis courts in Melbourne, while in regional areas, libraries will open on Monday to 20 people. Carmel Guerra from the Centre for Multicultural Youth says they are a supportive space for disadvantaged families, but city children need access to them soon.
Libraries for many of the multicultural young people we work with are really a lifeline, so we're kind of hoping that they might open sooner. Of course, number of 20 with social distancing, I think we could probably do libraries as well sooner than what we've expected as well. I'd wish that they could open as soon as next week.
The opposition leader had hoped years 8 to 10 students might head back to metropolitan schools sooner, but those students will have to wait until October the 26th. And from November the 2nd, Melbourne outside dance classes will return, along with outdoor contact sport for people aged under 18 and non-contact sport for adults playing outside. But gym owner Daniel Maitland says the lack of clarity is difficult for the fitness industry because indoor gyms are still closed.
That's definitely a frustrating thing, is that the sort of conflict of priorities with it, in the sense that, you know, going to the gym is so good for people's mental health and well-being, and they've placed, obviously, you know, going to the pub and going and get your hair done as a higher priority than going to the gym, which, you know, as we see for all our members, it's such a huge benefit for them to be able to go.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.